Got everything said and done. Still have...
Well, one or two things, but nothing. I bring the Shadim and Shammai, so it's a Gemara. Okay, Parshas Vayigash, of course, the drama of Yosef's interaction with his brothers continues, and he finally reveals himself, and then he delivers the message to the brothers that they should go back to Mitzrayim, back from Mitzrayim, to Eretz Yisrael, bring Yaakov and the family down. So they come back, and they inform Yaakov that Yosef's still alive. First, he doesn't believe him, but then he's convinced, and he comes down. And the Pasuk says, Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Chof says, Yaakov came down from Mitzrayim, so by Yestor, Yosef Makasko, Yosef put together his chariot. Vayal Likras Yisrael Aviv Goshno, he went to greet his father in Goshen, which was the near the entry point of Eretz Mitzrayim. Vayero Elov, he appeared before him, Vayipol Al Tzavarov, he fell on his neck, on his shoulders. Vayev Al Tzavarov Od, and he wept on his father's shoulders. Okay, so sort of a teary reunion. They haven't seen each other in some 22 years, and we can understand that Yosef was certainly thrilled to see his father, but obviously his father was thrilled to see him too, which prompts Rashi to raise a very simple question. In the second source, Rashi says, "Vayevka tzavar of od loshon harbos b'chiyah." There was a great deal of crying. It was a very emotional moment, understandably. Okay, but if you look at the second line there, "Afkan harbo hereba v'hosu b'chiyah Yosef alaragi," cried even more than normal, but Aval Yaakov lo nofal al tzavar Yosef lo neshoko. But we don't see, it seems in the pasuk that Yosef was the active party here. Yosef cried on his father's shoulder. Yosef wept. Yosef kissed his father and so on. But it doesn't say that Yaakov did the same thing. Wouldn't you expect it should have said Vayivku? They both wept upon seeing each other. Yaakov certainly mourned Yosef's, what he thought was Yosef's death, Yosef's absence certainly for a long, long while. And now he sees him and would expect that this would be a sort of two-way street here, and not just, only Yosef was crying. So what's going on? So Rashi gives the famous statement of Amar Rav Hosseinu Sharkoria Shema. Just then, he was saying Kriya Shema. That's why he wasn't able to, he didn't interrupt his recitation of Kriya Shema in order to kiss Yosef hello, or to weep, and so on and so forth. Sounds a little unusual that just punked at that moment was saying Kriya Shema. Sometimes my wife likes to say, that's how it is. We all learn this from Yaakov. You know, whenever something to do, I have to go to Mincha now, I have to go to Meir, sometimes I'm in the house, look at that. Right then, here, he hasn't seen his son in 22 years, he's got to say Kriya Shema. Right, but that's what the Medrash says. And now we don't want to go into right now the issue of that the others kept all the mitzvahs of the Torah before Matan Torah, whatever that means, but that's the Medrash. That's what it says. So the Sifsei Chachamim, which you don't have on the sheet, the Sifsei Chachamim, which is a super commentary on Rashi, and Ozdala, they asked a very simple question. Presumably it was... there's one that has a name to say for you, a Bat or Bash, I forgot the name, Aaron, no, I forgot the first name. But anyway, so the Sifsei Chachamim asked the question, let's assume that it was Zman Kriya Shema at that point. I mean, again, I hope you understand the others observing these dinim, but it was time to say Kriya Shema. And by the way, there's some who explain on a different level that the recitation of Kriya Shema was Dafka Yaakov's way of acknowledging the simcha that he had for seeing his son. He was acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrange things that he should talk to see Yosef again. So, we don't have to observe, we don't have to treat this medrash in such a far-fetched fashion. We could say that this was Yaakov's outpouring of Emunah and Bitochon and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. But anyway, let's assume for a moment it's time to say Kriya Shema. So that's the case. So why wasn't Yosef saying Kriya Shema? That's why only Yaakov had to say it. It says that Yaakov didn't weep and didn't hug Yosef because he was busy saying Kriya Shema. Okay, so it was Man Kriya Shema. So how come Yosef didn't say Kriya Shema? So Sichon answers because Yosef was involved in meeting his father, Kibbutz Avim. We have a time-honored principle of Osek v'mitzvah, Pratimah mitzvah. Involved in one mitzvah. He was already involved in the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim and embracing his father and so on. It was not required that he should interrupt that in order to say Kriya Shema because Kala Osek v'mitzvah, Pratimah mitzvah. That's the answer which the Sichon Chachamim gives. And that principle we've discussed many times in the past. I have some of the sources here. The Mishnah says in Sukkah, and Daf Chof Hev and Aleph in Source 3, the Mishnah says, Shluchei mitzvah p'tumen ha-sukkah. Somebody who's on his way to do a mitzvah, even if you're on your way, and that explains it, because Yosef was already on his way. That's how the pasuk begins, right? By Yeso Yosef Merkavto, by Yael Likras Yisrael Ovi, he was already on the way. So he was already involved in a mitzvah. So it says the Mishnah in Sukkah in the second paragraph, Chof Hev and Aleph, Third source, Ruchai Mitzvah, Pturin HaSukkah. Let's say a person is on his way to do a mitzvah, and wherever he's going, there's no sukkah there. He has to go, basically, a pigeon shruim. He's going to redeem some captives, or he has to deliver stock or someplace. Whatever case, he's involved in doing a mitzvah, and there is no sukkah where he's going to be. Nevertheless, because he's involved in another mitzvah, Pturin HaSukkah. He can eat outside, he can sleep in the house, or wherever he has to, because he doesn't have to do the mitzvah sukkah. Same thing, cholin, or misham shem, turn the sukkah. A person is sick, or a person misham shem, misham is the cholin. Somebody's taking care of a person who's sick. And whatever that is, in the hospital he's there, doesn't have a sukkah available, turn the sukkah. Says the Gemara, again, sukkah chav hem al, the Gemara asks right away, menohan emili. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true, this principle, the osik mitzvah, patam mitzvah. So it's taka learned from a pasuk in Kriyashma, interesting enough. Okay.
Sukkah's a weak example.
Yeah, because
you're not mechoyv unless you have except for the first meal.
You know, it's the first night. There's a different type of chiyuv. Well, there's no chiyuv to go in the sukkah. It doesn't say anywhere that these occasions you're probably after you should eat shahako or non mazonas. Apparently, you can even eat bread. You can even eat cake. That's why. But that's the
I
understand. You're right.
The proof sukkah seems to be the weakest of the proofs. You know?
Because it's a different kind of different level of chiyuv. That's the point we're saying. Yeshua has that kasha? I don't remember.
There's another reason why it's a weird example.
Oh yeah, we once spoke that out. Okay. Right. We had it. Yeah, it's a good kasha.
You're on your way.
Look it up. I remember.
We're not preventing you from
the mitzvah. That's the point. Right. That's the issue. Right. That sukkah mitzvah, because in other words, The mitzvah sukkah doesn't interfere with your capacity to do the mitzvah. Yeah. Some say it's not only when it does interfere. Let's say by sleeping in the sukkah, you'd be too tired to do the mitzvah the next day because it's outdoors, you don't get as much sleep, or whatever. Yeah, right, that's right. That's, they talk about it. It's a good kasher. Yeah. I'm sorry, you haven't said?
I was just, I was going to say otherwise, but even if you can eat in the zonas, not eating in the zonas, but it doesn't say that.
Right, that's the first night. That's what happens, yes, the first night. But okay, anyway, that's the makor, but where's the biblical makor for the Gemara? It says, not immediately. The Tanur Rabbanan, Pasuk in Kriyashma, B'shiv Techov Ve'Secha. Okay, when do you have to say Kriyashma? B'shiv Techov Ve'Secha, when you dwell in your house, Prakla Osek B'Mitzah. That excludes Osek B'Mitzah, because what does B'shiv Techov Ve'Secha mean? When you're taking care of your business, when you're involved in your own activities, so then you don't have to stop your own activity in order to say Kriyashma. But if you're involved in a mitzvah, then you don't have to stop. Then the Gemara goes on to talk about a chosam, which we're going to leave that alone. And again, it also says, b'lech techov aderech. So the Gemara says in the next line, my mashma amar huna, kiderech, ma derech reshus, avko reshus, lafuke hai de mitzvah osuk. Okay? Lech techov aderech means when you're going on your way to do your thing. Whereas the Gemara says in the next line, b'lech techov b'leches didachu de mechayvis, ha b'leches de mitzvah p'tiris. Right? When do we have to say Kriya Shema Belech Techoa Baderech? When you're on your way, you're doing your own, whether it's, again, it could be leisure activities, it could be your job, but then you have to interrupt that in order to say Kriya Shema. It's a mitzvah. But when Leches Didoch, the Gemara calls it, so, that's your business, it's your activity. Okay, something you want to do or something you have to do in terms of your parnosa, fine, but it's your activity. That has to be suspended for the moment in order to say Kriya Shema. But not if it's leches de mitzvah. If you're going for the purpose of a mitzvah, then you're potter. That's what Rashi says. Ain't no chayav kriyishma. Fine. So the question is, therefore, that's the mukkur for osek mitzvah, potter and a mitzvah, because by kriyishma, it's only b'shiv techov ve'secha. So therefore, Yosef here, getting back to the sisach chalim, that's what he said. Yosef here was involved in traveling to do the mitzvah to serve his father. So he's potter from kriyishma. So actually, there's a sefer called Drikas Peretz by the Stipler. Okay, the Stipler gone. So they collected some stuff on the Parshas Shavuos. So here in Parshas Vayigash, he asks a very simple question. He points to the fact, and I have the Gemara here, he says the Gemara in Kiddushin, Adav Lamed Beis Aleph, says, Dafke by Kibbutz Ve'Aim, and that's what we say we're talking about here, he says, wait a second, look at source 5, Kiddushin Lamed Beis Aleph, Elozeb ben Masya Omer, Abba Omer Hashkeni Mayim, Mitzvah La'Soz, my father says, give me water, but I have another mitzvah that's presenting itself right now. What do I do? Do I serve my father? Do I do the other mitzvah? What do I do? So says the Gemara, Me niach ani kod abba v'oses ha-mitzvah. You push aside kibbutz of aim, right, and you do the mitzvah. Why? Sha'ani v'abba chayim mitzvah, because I'm obligated to the mitzvah. My father also has to keep the mitzvah. In other words, the mitzvah, it's a higher authority, right? In other words, you have a sergeant who gives one set of orders, but a general gives a different set of orders, so you have to listen to the general, right? So it outranks him. So therefore, you push aside kibbutz of aim. So ask the disciples, so wait a second. Kibbutz of aim, that was the exception. How could the Sisach HaChom answer that Yosef was part of saying Kriya Shema at that point because of Osek Mitzvah, part of an HaMitzvah? Yeah, but by the Gemara Kedushin seems to indicate that doesn't apply by kibbutz avayim. That you forget, you forego kibbutz avayim to do the mitzvah. So similarly, Yosef should have paused in his trip to his father to say Kriya Shema. Right? This is an aside.
Isn't it a stronger question?
Yeah.
We said, like, you're going to do the Star Trek.
Yeah.
Well, your Kibbutz Avayim is probably the most important.
Right.
So, why don't you put aside Stucca for a
Kibbutz Avayim? Why isn't Kibbutz Avayim a mitzvah? That's the question to discuss that there. But the point, it's a good question, but it's off now how Kibbutz Avayim works. So I just want to show you this type of kasha is that it does, that was the whole...
I understood the Mishnah and Kedushin completely different.
Yeah, go ahead.
That the father affirmed completed the mitzvah. In other words, the father purposely said to Ashkeni Mayim,
and don't do the mitzvah.
And I don't care. It's like
right.
The same thing.
I'll touch the Zaveda.
Go into Berakvot. If the child
right, right.
Go into
okay,
Berakvot.
So that, but that's the other, that's also Gemara in that daf, but I don't know if that's necessarily the same circumstances here.
Because otherwise okay. The Gemara says, Abo Mashkeni Mayim.
Right, right. So, but look what the Ran says. That's the disciple answer based on Rabbi. I just want to show one other thing in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Isa bin Huda Omerim, Efshul Mitzvah Sos HaDeichem, Pesha HaDeichem, V'yelechu B'chorav. An important caveat, that's if the other mitzvah could be done just as well by somebody else, so then you should serve your father. Tell him, you go take care of that mitzvah. In other words, this whole thing is only if there's nobody else available to do the other mitzvah. The
yeah,
other mitzvah,
it,
yeah.
Because with any other mitzvah, I would say,
what
a difference.
Right.
But so, kibbutz avayim, the other one doesn't have the mitzvah of kibbutz avayim, so
right,
the mitzvah
right,
wasn't
right, that is good. So all of that is correct in that sugya. But I just want to show you one thing that the disciple answers based on the Ran, which is printed in the next source, the Ran on the Rif there. It's Daf Yud Gimel and Beis in the pages of the Rif. Dira Maskel Halacha Yisim Ben Yehuda. He says, Miu, the answer is, Hani Mili B'Shashtayim Lechonov. This whole thing, says this disciple, quotes this Ran, that's when both mitzvahs are in front of him. He hasn't started either one of them. So now, either he has to listen to his father, or he has to do the other mitzvah. So then we say, forego the father and do the mitzvah. However, Avo Kishishchil B'Mitzvah, when he started the other mitzvah already, Afal Pesha Efshal HaSosai Deicherem, even if someone else could do, he started it already, in the Zalman mitzvah, Shei Efshal HaSosai Deicherem, Lo Yanech Yishon, Al Kama, it's a mitzvah, Potom HaMitzvah. The Lama Fakir, Amin, Mitzvah, Mitzvah. The Ran says, and that'll answer our case of Yosef. He already started the process. And if that Gemara in Kiddushim, which says, push aside, keep it over aim, and do the other mitzvah, that's if you haven't started either one. I can just start this, or start this. So then, we forego keep it over aim. But he already started the kibbutz avayim, and that's exactly Yosef by yes or Yosef Markanta. He started from before, so therefore that's the answer that this type of gives.
Okay, the ritva.
We will come to that later. Yeah.
Who gave you the right to
talk? The other. Right. Well, we'll get to that. Okay. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, and Yechus kibbutz avayim, that is the din. You can see it inside. Siman Reish Mem Sif Yud Beis of Yeridaya. Amalo Ovid Hashkeni Mayim. Right. The father said, "Bring me water." V'yesh lefonav lasos mitzvah overes, kigon puras meis olivoya. There's another mitzvah that he says, a mitzvah overes. In other words, it could be you can get the guy, the father of the water, and 15 minutes later do the other mitzvah, and of course, get your father the water. Right? But it's talking about where it's a mitzvah overes. If you're going to deal with your father now, you're going to miss the opportunity for the other mitzvah totally. Kigon puras meis, they're burying somebody. So they're not going to hold up the funeral because you have to get something for your father, right? Or Levaya, whatever. If somebody like the Ran said, if someone else can take care of the other mitzvah just as well as you, good. So let the other person do it. Yasok b'chorobin. Imhischil b'mitzvah t'chila yigmor. I think in the Shemarot, the Amor's writing, it's imhischil b'mitzvah t'chila yigmor. But if you started the other mitzvah, then finish it. Osek mitzvah, potam mitzvah. Okay? So that's what we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. Good. Now, all this having been said, this is all with regards to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That therefore, that's how the stipler answers this problem. So Yosef was permitted to continue on his trip and forego the mitzvah of Kriya Shema because he was Osek permits. He had already started the other mitzvah. I'm not sure. There's an interesting. There's a Tosefta in Brachos. It's not on the pages. I have the Gemara here. Tosefta in Brachos is Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. Says the following statement. Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Pam achas ha'isi mahalech acher Rabbi Akiva v'acher Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Yehuda said I was once, Rabbi Yehuda was in the next door, after Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elezer. I was once walking with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Elezer was dying, rather. And he gives man Kriya Shema. Okay, and time came time to say Kriya Shema. K'meduma ani shenis yara shumi likros. And it seemed to me, Tosefta Brachos Parak Aleph Halacha Daled. It seems to me, said Rabbi Yehuda, that they gave up. They weren't going to do Krishma that day. Ela she'oskin b'tzorchei tzibur. Okay? Because they were involved in tzorchei tzibur. So what do you see from this Tosefta? Now we have a new thing. Not only kibud avim, but even tzorchei tzibur. Somebody who's involved in a communal mitzvah. Some activity on behalf of the kehilla, which is necessary. Apparently that's what Rabbi Elazar and Azariah and Rabbi Kiva were involved in some important matter, maybe dealing with the Roman government or whatever, to repeal a decree against the Jews, whatever it was some tzorchei tzibur. That was the case, right? So he himself reviewed himself. I thought Pesach, I said Kriya Shema. I said it myself, Karisi Vishanisi, right? I said it. Okay, and then they had time to say it also at the end. But what I'm bringing from this Tosefta is that we're introduced to the concept of somebody who's osik to tzorchei tzibur, like we say in the Chol Misha Oskim tzorchei tzibur b'emunah, right? That's a great value. So tzorchei tzibur also, according to this Tosefta, patters you from saying Kriya Shema. Again, assuming no one else could take care of this problem, and there's no other time to do it, it was a pressing need that I'd be taking care of right now, and he missed Kriya Shema, he missed Kriya Shema. And that's what the Rambam says, we'll go to the sources again, the Rambam says in Perek Beis, of Hilchos Kriya Shema Halacha, hey, Hayosik Betalmud Torah Begiyaz Man Kriya Shema, Posik Bekar Baruch HaPanel Halacha, if you're learning, we spoke about that once also, right? Hosek Petorah Potem, it's a different topic, related, but they're different. So that's one thing the Rambam says. You're learning Torah, you stop, the guys in the basement, you have to stop to say Kriya Shema. But here's the second part that's important for us. Hayosek Betzorche Rabim, if you're involved in some kind of communal need, a communal mitzvah, lo yifsok. Don't stop that. Again, assuming no one else could do it, lo yifsok. Ela yigmor is kayen, finish the business, whatever you need to do, and then v'yikra imishar, yislikos, after you finish, it's still not yet close on Krishna, right? You gotta leave early in the morning to go on this mission, whatever had to be done, something urgent that had to be taken care of, tzorchei rabin, tzorchei tzibur. And then they left at 4:30 in the morning, so it's too early to, you know, to say Kriya Shema. And now you're busy involved in this activity, says the Rambam, you do not stop to say Kriya Shema. If at the end you notice it's still not yet so far Kriya Shema, Ravadi say Kriya Shema. But otherwise, lo yifsok, you can do it. And that's a Paskin as well, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the next verse, this is Orachayim and Simon Ayin, okay, Siv Dalid. Well, we'll see in a second, yeah, okay. Hoya osek betzorchei rabin v'giyazman Kriya Shema lo yifsok ela yigmor iskayem v'yikrei mishra eis likos. It's Paskin like that in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Rambam, that tzorchei rabin, being involved in tzorchei rabin, patters you from Kriya Shema. Now, Mr. Brewer adds...
That's why most kabbayim don't even hear the learning.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, so I have to define...
That's my question. Did he have the Hakira?
Yeah, so let's see. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, and it's cotton Tez Zion there, source number 10, it's a Simon Ayin again, and the Shulchan Aruch Sif Dalet, Mishnah Berurah writes, and it's cotton Tez Zion, but Torchei Rabin, Myri She'ein Shom Mishi Yishtadel Elohu, again, it's talking about a case where no one else was able to do this but you, Ulechach Eino Posek, that's why you don't have to stop saying Kriya Shema, the Osek Mitzvah, Vafilu Osek Brak Patzolos Mamonam, even if it's you're trying to save their money, that may have been the case in Tosef, I don't know, but they were trying to do something to prevent the Jews from losing money. Okay? Now, here, we'll do your thing. And the Sukkot Yud Zayin. V'higiyazman Krishna mashmed mizeh. The implication here is that this is only if, when you started, right, you had no choice but to start that, you know, to start this activity then. Mashmed mizeh, di mischil b'isser, achar shi'higiyazman, then tzorach lahafsik. Sounds to me, says the Mishnah Berurah, although he quotes the Prima Gada, maybe disagrees. But he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, it seems to me that if when you started the activity, it was already, let's say, Zman Kriya Shema begins, I don't know what that was, 6:30, Zman Kriya Shema begins. 6:35, there you go, okay? As early as Kriya Shema, good. Okay? And the you started saying, you started to do this activity at 8:30. Well, who asked you to say Kriya Shema before? Right? I mean, who is it? Overslept? I mean, so now you can't, I'll say for mitzvah. So it's like Kriya Shema's around 9:35, whatever it is now, right? Something like that? Around there? How later? Somewhere around there. Somewhere around here. Somewhere around there, yeah. Somewhere around there, so it's like Kriya Shema. So, in Hiskel, the issue you shouldn't have started. Say Kriya Shema first. The case that we're talking about is you had to begin the activity at 4 o'clock in the morning. You couldn't say Kriya Shema, that's too early. Right? So then, you had no choice. But obviously, so that's what I said, but the evidence, if you can avoid the situation. You can't tell a guy, well, he started the activity at 9 o'clock. What do you mean? So he should have said Kriya Shema from before. That's, I think, what Mr. Brewer means. Okay?
But
and we
doesn't make sense.
Why?
Because if the if the Tarchei Tzibo was important enough.
Right, so that's the Prima Gonish. Right, that's my hope. Prima Gonish says that. I'll read it. I am Prima Gonish with Sada Bechol Gavne and a Tarchei Hapsik. Your point. It's a position. But the Mishnah Berurah otherwise would say, listen, so you sort of woke yourself up 15 minutes earlier and said it. Okay, now, the truth is the Gemara itself addresses this again in Lechatchila, the other, your issue, source 11. Rochas Dav Yud Pesam and Aleph. Tanar Abonon. Ain motzi en etamei samach lekriyashma. I mean, so don't schedule a funeral right by Zman Kriyashma, right? Ain motzi en etamei samach lekriyashma. V'mifshilu ain masikin. They started, okay, so you don't have to stop to say Kriyashma, but lechatchila, this is your point, lechatchila avada, ain motzi en etamei samach lekriyashma. Don't put yourself in a situation to start with, says the Gemara. And again, that's at the Rambam Paskins, the source 12, back to the next page. The Rambam in Hilchos Kriyashma, Parag Dal Alachadalad, Ein motzir asameis lekovro samuch zman krishma. Elin ken adam gadol is some other reason, fine. V'mischilu v'otziu v'egiyo zman krishma heim alavin asameis. So now it depends whether you're necessary. Are you there as a participant? Are you one of the people digging the grave or lowering the body? Or just a person who came to be, to give cover to the nifter, but you can duck aside and say krishma. You're not really part of the activities. Different people have different roles. At a Leviathan. That's what the Rambam is talking about there. But again, for our purposes, what we say at the beginning is the important point. Ein motzien es hameis lekovro samuch zman krishma. Don't do it. Don't put yourself in that situation. Again, same thing with Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ayin Beis of Arachayim Sif Beis. Ein motzien es hameis samuch krishma. She'ein shalos lotzien lekovro kodem she'gizman krishma. If there's not enough time to do it and bury it, complete the whole process before there's zman krishma, then schedule the Leviathan for later. Right? If it's up to you, when to schedule. Sometimes there are extenuating circumstances. Again, that's to be the other. Sometimes you can't. Right? Sometimes after whatever, there are other funerals that day. Sometimes there are other circumstances that come up. But the point of the Rambam, the point of Shorah, based on Gemara, is that if you can avoid it, just don't schedule. Wait till after Zman Krishma. Everyone can daven, take what they have to do, and then they can have the funeral afterwards. That's what it says. Okay? However, again, if you started with the Evid, that's the Mishavur says in Sinkotan Zion, the next source of Sinai based in Kotan Zion. He's Chilotzi, Afilo Achashman, Kutcher, but the other, you don't have to. Okay, now, all of this that we were talking about till now was about Kriyashma. Okay, what about Tefillah? So none of the sources we mention anything about Tefillah. But there is Yerushalmi. You guys, it's not on the sheet, but I'll read it to you. Yerushalmi is in Brochus Perig Gimel, Halacha Beis. It's Afchav Dalad of an Aleph in the Vilna edition. It says, Tani. Ein motzien es hameis, the same Gemara. You don't take out the meis samachus kriyashma. Ela im kein higdimu shah achas, unless it was much earlier, so it'll be done in time to say kriyashma afterwards. Oh, im ichu shah achas, kidei shiikru v'yispalalu. So the Yerushalmi brings up tefillah as well. The Yerushalmi mentions the same din would seem to apply, according to Yerushalmi, to tefillah as well. So, on that basis, we have the following, and that's the next source on the sheet. In source 15, Arachayim Simon Tzadi Gimel Sif Dalid, the same din applies, says the Mechaber, Ha'osek B'tzarchei Tzibur, Kosek B'toradami, Perish Linden Lamon, we talk about this, that's not our issue. Our issue is the second part of that statement, the Yesh Mepharshim, the Hainu Le'inyan, the Eino Tzarech Lifsok L'Ispalo. You don't have to stop Tzarchei Tzibur, just like we said by Kriyashma, same thing for davening either. If you miss Man Davening, Man Shachris, whatever it is, you're potter, you don't have to. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and here's where the fun starts. Shivkot and Ches of Siman Tzadi Gimel. Lispalel v'afilu miyavur zman tefila. Even if by doing this you're going to miss zman tefila. Okay? Again, im ein shom mishnei stadel elohu. Again, like we said before, he says ayin leel siman ayin. It's only talking, obviously, there's no one else who could do this mitzvah right now but you. And here is where I said the interesting comment. The Mishnah Berurah now adds, the ein tzarech lispal, ein tzarech lispal el mincha shtayim b'shul tashlumei shachris. You don't have to make up that miss shachris by davening two minchas.
What's the ein tzarech? Lo yochol?
That's a good question. Let's assume lo yochol for now. Yeah. Maybe
it would seem that you would never
okay, good. That's what we're talking about. No, but Henry said, can you volunteer? Can you do it? You don't have to.
No,
right, right. That may be the machlok is going to get to.
But going backwards, going to change the whole nature
But let's assume I'm not talking when you don't do it. Because you're talking about possible bracha. Not taller possible. But it's a good horror. Right? We're going to see. That's exactly what I want to get to. We're going to have the end. So maybe we'll be able to
listen. Because 200 years ago, davening davening was a tircha. They'd go to field, get a minion.
Right, it was
you don't get
right.
in the car and drive to the
Right. It was a problem. Okay, good hour. We'll see. That's exactly what I want to see. But I was showing the Mishnah Berurah, Eino Tzarech Lispala Mincha Shtayim Bishul Tashlumei Shachris. Sometimes, and we'll see in shortly, the Gemara Brachos, the source, when you miss Shachris, you have to daven Mincha twice, Tashlumen. Mishnah Berurah Paskins here that a guy who was Osek B'Tzarechei Tzibur, and hence missed Shachris, again, assuming he was the only one who could do it, all the conditions were met, he was the only one who could take care of the problem, he took care of the Tzarechei Tzibur, he missed Shachris, he does have to make it up. Why? Like he was saying, because the time that Shachris was on the map, he was Potter Min Hadin, because he was Osek B'Mitzah, Eino Tzarech HaTashlumen Klal, he doesn't have to do Tashlumen. So that's with regards to Tefillah. You don't have to make it up. Now, by Kriya Shema, as I mentioned a couple of times, Kriya Shema, you don't quite have the same set of dinim with regards to Tashlumen altogether. In other words, there's no Tashlumen exactly for Kriya Shema, okay? But we'll take a look in Siman, back in Siman Ayin again, in Sivkot Mechof, we're talking about Kriya Shema. He says, if this time after you do the mitzvah, say Kriya Shema, say it. Vim lo nishar, Sivkot Mechof, or Siman Ayin. Mayasar, also mitzvah, fine. But he adds an important point. When we call Mokum, Chayav Lahaski Yitzis Mitzrayim. Afil Achash Overs Man Kriyashma. Shazuhi mitzvah ve'atzma, it's also Kalayom. He says, but, you know, one of the things that you accomplish by saying the Kriyashma is the daily mitzvah, Zachiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. We usually think of Yitzis Mitzrayim by Pesach, but that's Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. There's a daily mitzvah, morning and evening, of Zachiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. So that's accomplished when we say the third paragraph of Krishma. Niyashmon Kechem, Asher Otseis Chemeret Mitzrayim. So that's how when we say the third paragraph, I think even Prince, like an Oskon, others should do it. I have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of remembering the Exodus in Egypt. So that we accomplish it. That's the mitzvahs all day. You don't have to be out to that mitzvah through Krishma. You can read something else about Yitzis Mitzrayim. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, all right, so the guy who was the Osek B'Mitzvah, now he misses Man Kriyashma. He gets home from this activity, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, there's no more Zman Kriyashma. But says the Mechaber, says the Mishnah Berurah, should still do something by Yitzis Mitzrayim. So say something, okay, Yomar, Eza Parsha, Kriyashma, Yitzis Mitzrayim. If Kar Omar Zman, Shaluch HaLomar, Brichas Naziyati, you can't say the Brocha, but say something else, fine, I don't want to mention that point. Okay,
I'm not sure if it's related, but I don't understand the Mishnah Berurah's lesson of the Akiva in Yavo. Isn't that the whole point?
Where's that now?
In Sadi Gemma.
Right about it. Lispali, Afilin Yavo is Manfila.
Is that what you mean?
That's the Rebu, you're right. I mean, that's the case, you're right. I mean, but you might think, okay, you're right. What is this word Afilin to a question? I think it's just saying, we're Rebusa, you know, even if... Okay. Anyway... That was one point I want to show you from that Mishnah Berurah. Just that you should say some parsha about what you call about Yitzis Mitzrayim. Okay. Now there's an earlier comment in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Nun Ches in Sif Katan Zion. We'll read the Shulchan Aruch first. It's Sif Vav in Source 18. Afo pleases manim shachat tovah shal gimel im over shal gimel o kor elus mevechoseh kol shal dalid. You can say Kriyas Shema until the fourth hour. Fine. Vein lo schar kikor izmanav im over shal dalid kor velo mevechoseh kol hayom. Here it says, technically speaking, you could really say Kriya Shema anytime all day. Why? Because where's Kriya Shema from? Sukkot in the Torah. So I could say right now if I like. It's, you know, it's Sukkot in the Torah. That's what Mishnah Berurah says in Sukkot in Chav Zion there, in Siman Nun Ches. I'm a Lusha Kozi Yochel Kozi Makavoni, Shatov Shikarana. It's good. Why? Not only is it Mitzrayim, but guess what? Kadei Shikabal of Omachu Shamayim. I mean, you know, there are other benefits to saying Kriya Shema too. Avo Eina Mechoyim, Shena Mechayim, Zer Mitzvah to say the Kriya Shema. You don't have to because you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Ukumo sheiskimu kol achonim she'ein nimshach zman Kriya Shema to raka gimel shalos. Fine. The dad mikol mokum parshas tzitzis usari psukim shemizkim mitzvahis yisrael mechoyim at Torah kol ayom the man atol nikva zman askosok and so on, like we said before about the zechiris yisrael mitzvahim. Okay, yeah. Right, that's what I'm saying. It's a little different than by tefillah. That's the point I'm trying to bring out. There's no tashlumen per se, although actually it's interesting. Since you brought it up, it's having on the sheet. There's actually the next sword. Is that Tashlum or Kriya Shema?
I was asking a different question. If you go the whole day on this, right, then what you're...
And you missed it.
You missed it, but it seems that by Tfila, you don't do Tashlum because you never had the Chiyuv.
Right, but by Kriya Shema, there's some kind of ongoing Chiyuv.
Right.
Yeah, in a certain sense, anyway. Yeah, and a Hanami. Now take a look, actually, that flies right into the next thing. Siman Nun Ches against Sib Zion. And the Mechaber, in lo kara bayom, what if I missed the whole day of Kriya Shema? Is there a Tashlumen at night for Kriya Shema? So it's Yesh Omrim Sheyesh Tashlum Ba'arvis. Some say you can say it twice at Ma'ariv. Tashlum for Kriyashma. The Chayin Lo Kar Kriyashma Arvis, huh?
Isn't that already the next day,
though? Right, that's a good question, but we do it by Tefillah, too, right? So we'll do it by Kriyashma as well.
You can't make a mitzvah, though.
You can. We'll see that in Gemara in a second. Okay? So, in Lo Kar Kriyashma Arvis, Yesh Tashlum Ba'yom. Same thing, you missed Kriyashma at night, Yesh Tashlum Ba'yom. Some disagree. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah clarifies right away in Sikkot Nechof Ches, the Simon of Ches, Sheyesh HaTashumen, Eina Kavona Sheyotze B'day Day Kriyashma, Nacha Shekwa Arv Yizmanov. Nobody is suggesting, God, as we are saying, no one's suggesting that you Yotze Kriyashma at this Tashumen. The Eina Ela Kekori B'Torah, it's like reading the Torah. Rak Shalachat Chila, Tzorach Lashlima, Kemot Tefillah, we compare it to Tefillah. Okay? Compare it to Tefillah. But look at Chavtaz, Yesh Cholkin, Hagrov, HaBirkeyosu, V'Chviya Kedeyazu, the Gdol HaKmonim, both Ashkenaz and Svar, right, the Gon and the Chidah, both say we don't paskin like that point. But there is, so by Kriyashma, there may not be Tashlumen. So it is different, like Josh said. But by Tefillah, there is Tashlumen. So let's just look quickly at the Gemara's related to Tashlumen by Tefillah, that's the next source. The Gemara in Brachas, verse 22, continues on to the next page. Daf Chav, Vav, Amin Aleph, Brachas, famous Gemara. V'amar of Meribre, Dem Hunabre, Dem Yirme, Ba'aba, Amar V'yechanan, Tavo, Ispal Aris, Nispal B'Shachar Shtayim. Shachar, Ispal B'Mishashtayim. Right? A person made some mistake and couldn't say Shachar, makes it on the Meribre, he says, Tu Shema Esrei Shachar. Doesn't mean you repeat the whole davening, it's Shema Esrei. And if you forget Shachar, by Minachet. Then the Gemara, a few lines later, this is your issue, ask Toshma, Amar, Hunabre, Yud, Amar V'yechanan, it even works for Meribre, Amar V'yechanan, Tavo, Ispal Mincha, Nispal Aris Shtayim, the Ein B'zeh, Mishum Da'aba Yom B'Tal Karbonah. We don't say because the next day it's over. We carry it into the next day. And that's the halacha. The Rambam Paskin, the Hilchos Tefillah, Paragim Halacha Ches. Kol Misha Ovala Zman Tefillah Lo Yispala B'mezid. If somebody intentionally missed the Tefillah, Ein Lo Takana V'Ein Amashan. Can't make it up. It's only Ta. Error. The Shogeg was a mistake. Oh, Onoshaya Onos, the guy was tied off, so unforeseen, beyond his control, happened, he couldn't say Kriyashma. Oh, Torah, he was involved in some other activity, and this could happen very much this time of year, especially with Mincha, you know, Mincha's what, 4:20 now, so like, you know, it's a short day, so by the time you turn around, then, oh, it's already a quarter, the guy went, he answered a phone call, and he had to go to the elevator, he met somebody, and he turned around, it's already 10 after 5, right? That's what happens this time of year, so that's exactly what Mincha said, you didn't mean to, you weren't, but you got tied up. So then, Mashim also Tefillah, Bizman Tefillah, Smucholah. You make up the davening in the next available Tefillah. Umakdim Tefillah, Shemizman of Achrem, Ispalas HaTashumen. The first one, that's is the regular, whatever the Tefillah of that Zman is. And the second one is the makeup. And the Rambam spells it out, Kedachar HaPates. Right, Ketzot, Tovel, Ispal Shachas, Vavar Chasim, Ispal Minchashtayim. We show them Tefillah, Sminachar, Shnei, Tashmai Shachas. Tovel, Ispal Minchash, Shokar Chamar, I didn't dam Minchah, is already Shkia, Ispal Arvish time. We show them Arvish, the first one's the regular Marriage, Ushnei, Tashmai Minchah, the second one's the makeup for Minchah. Tovel, Ispal Arvish, Ashola Murashachar, you didn't dam a Marriage, and it's already dawn, Ispal Shachar time, we show them Shachar, Ushnei, Tashmai Arvish. Same thing, we pass Nalochal Maisin, Shukhar Arach, Simon Kuf Ches, Varachayim, Simon Aleph and Beis, Ta Onenas, right, you made a mistake, or some pressing problem beyond your control happened, Lo Yispal Shachar, Spal Minchashtayim, right, the same thing. We don't have to read it again, the same thing in the Shulchan Aruch. Then he says in 6 days, he says, the Acher Shomer Yotzev Yurches Brochas Yomer Asher Rechak Yispal Yurches Ota Shomer Arvis. You should say something, don't say the two Shmona Esrays back to back. Say something, Asher, a Pusik, something in between. Fine. Now, here's an important point. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot, in Simon Kuv Vav, Sivkot and Gimel, in Omar Zman Tefillah, we're back there at Torchei Tziburman, Ayudeze, Ein Tzorach Lahashim Tefillah Smucha, Kevin the Bishas Chavos, Eopoto. We just read to the Gemara and the Din and the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah and the Rambam about Tashlumen in general, yes, but coming back to our topic, the Mishnah Berurah said earlier, we pointed out in the past, Mishnah Berurah, Simon Tzadi Gimel, Sif Kotten Ches, you don't have to make it up. He says the same thing over here in this source, in Simon Kuf Vav, in Simon Kuf Vav, Sif Kotten Gimel, he repeats the same idea. If because of the Osek B'Torchei Tzibur, whatever else, whatever other activity, legitimate activity you're involved in, mitzvah activity you're involved in, so you over Zman Tefillah Ayadeza and you missed the Zman Tefillah, Ein Tzorach L'Hashem Tefillah Smukhin, the Shashkovos, or your Potter. Because the time of the Chovah, you were Potter. Minadin, Kedil El, B'Sof, Simon Tzadi Gimel. Exactly correct. Now the Shaar HaTzion there, it's in Kuv Vav, in Oz Dalet, that's verse 26, points to Prima Gonam Adas Hadrisha, the after Ataz, Tarav HaHashim, Kar Paskul, Kar Chonam Le'el, Deloka Ataz. If the Drisha says you don't have to make it up, and even though the Taz says you do, the Taz argues with this principle and says even for Tzarchei Tzibur and you miss Manfil, you do have to make it up, says the Mishabur, Kar Paskul, Kar Achonim, Mishav Shim Tarak, Deloka Taz. What Taz, who is that? So that's the next source. That's in source 27, Yoridea Simen Shin Mem Aleph, Hilchos Avelos. Yoridea Simen Shin Mem Aleph Siv Beis. So the first part is, it happens to be talking Misha Meislo Meis B'Shabbat. That's not relevant to us so much now. So it's 27. Misha Meislo Meis B'Shabbat. Talk a bit of relative diet on Shabbat. Okay. Yochal Motoy Shabbat Lo Havdalah. You can eat, but you don't make Havdalah because you're an owner. Right? Velo Yispalel, he doesn't daven. Velo Bavoka, quote unquote, his kur is going to be Sunday morning. Right? As long as not a relative dies on Shabbat, so you're Shabbos, you don't have any aminus. You don't have normal Shabbos. I mentioned in the past, I had it myself when Malala Shalom passed away. Wednesday afternoon, Erev Rosh Hashanah, it was a 3-day Yontif. So I was owning for Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. But I didn't do anything. I own any keep, Shabbos and Yontif, you keep all the mitzvahs. Right? But Motzoi Shabbos, there is no Havdalah, no Meiriv. The Loba Boka Kodahu, you don't daven Shachris in the morning either. Ula Achar Kvura, but after the burial, you follow Tzila Shachris in Lo Avar Zmano. You come home, and the funeral was in the morning. And you come home, it's still not yet Tzos Man Tzila. So fine, you say davening. Aval Tzila Se'erev Lo Yispalo. But you don't have to make up the Meiriv the night before. Shekvar Ovar Zmano, that's done. The low dummy, says the Mechaber, the Shachach, or his Palo Arvis, Shemis Palo Shachar Shtayim. This is not like a guy who forgot to daven Maariv, he makes up with Tashlumin, two Shachars. Not the same thing. Kevin Shebelayla, Lohaya Chayim, his Palo, because the night before, he wasn't Chayim, he was an Onan. Onan, again, is one of the seven immediate relatives, right, from the time of the death until the burial. You're Potter from all mitzvahs. So that's Saturday night, and then it's Saturday, it'll be the same thing as Wednesday and Thursday. It doesn't matter. This is the example the Mechaber was talking about, because the next part he talks about Abdullah. Okay, but whatever night it is, if you the person passes away in the afternoon, the funeral will be tomorrow morning, so you miss Meiriv tonight, okay, you miss Harvey, do not have to make it up the next day. It says the Mechaber, it's not comparable to someone who just missed Meiriv, so he has to make it up by saying two Shachrises. Not here, because he was punted the night before. Now the Taz writes over there in Sivkotten Hay, quotes from the Drisha, calls from the Drisha, now they're talking about an Onen, right? That's the case of Shulchan Aruch, an Onen. Says the Taz, Sivkot Nehei, Yoridei Asim, and Shin Mem Aleph, Kosev, the Drisha wrote, Mikan Hoyanira, Duhu Adin, Lemitzasek, Betzorchei Tzibur. Same thing by Mitzasek, Betzorchei Tzibur. Not only is it true of an Onain, they just have to make it up the next day, but the same thing is true of Osik, Betzorchei Tzibur, Ukriot Tzibur, something along those lines. Bizmana Tvila, Shepotim, Isfalo, in order to daven. We told Chayse because of what he's involved tumbling doing over his motto Satfila. Shagam Kain ain't Tzarech Hashlima. Says the Taz according to Drisha, you don't have to make it up. This man Tzfila Shalachareh and the next Tzfila who's followed Shtayim Echel Tashuman to say two Tzfilas the one for Tashuman. No. Kevin Shagam Kain Mizmana Eisek Haya Potem Tzfila Kamo Bavelis. Says the Taz in the name of the Drisha, the same thing like by the owner. And the owner was Potter Saturday night's Tzfila in the Mechaber's example. So this guy was involved in Tzarech Tzibur was also Potter. So you don't have to make it up. What's the difference? It was because Avelos, it was because the same thing. However, it says, and not only that, but he adds, it's a kosher cane, fine. Because he was doing something which is Avodas Hashem. However, it continues the Taz. That was the Taz called the Medrish, now the Taz himself talks. V'toma ani im yotsu dvarim elu mipiv. I'm astonished that such a position came out of the mouth of the Drisha. How could he say such a thing? What are you talking about? Says the Taz, what are you talking about? That's dafka the case. Well, you do have to make it up. What is the case again? You look back in the Shulchan Aruch that we had in Source 24, Chaim Simon Kuf Chesif Aleph. Ta'o nanas. What does nanas mean? Something beyond his control. The lowest power, he missed Meir, whatever, he makes it up with two shekhises. Says the Taz, that's exactly when you have to make it up. The guy, we're not punishing the guy. He couldn't daven Meir because he was involved in Tzarchei Tzibur. That's like an onus. That's exactly when you do have to make it up. That's Tal Nenas, says the Taz. I don't understand what the Drish is talking about. He says, that's when you have to make it up. Behed Yom of Onus, to his Balach HaKashtayim, Kamosha Kosmer Chayim Kumches. And he quotes the Tumas Hadesh, which again, it's another case where a guy is watching somebody's money. I don't have to read the whole thing inside. The hour is late, but that's the Taz. Just, I don't understand. That's exactly, he's involved in a mitzvah. That's the case of Onus. Okay? And he tells me, If you look at four lines before the end, the hard dilemma din zemin avelos the hacha ain't any don dama l'raya. It's not comparable to the case of the onin. Why not? The daska im hapoter ba machmas davar, the machmas davar acher. There, the ptur came from an outside reason. The hainu shu atzmo yochol espalo. Strictly speaking, this onin, this other relative died. He could have davened married. He was home. He wasn't doing anything else. He could have davened. Just that the halacha declares avelos potato. Right, the halos of Anin is patterim. It was nothing that prevented him in terms of his own, I hate to say it, but like the gavra, there's nothing that he couldn't daven. The halacha declared that he doesn't daven. Yeah? So there he doesn't have to make it up. Then, v'zeh ain't tashulim. Masha'enu ken aptur machmas tirda. Our case, the guy couldn't daven. He was involved in other mitzvah. And again, we're talking about a case where he couldn't do both. Right? He was the only one necessary. All the conditions are met. So says the Taz, you can't compare. It's not the same thing. The onen, the halacha prevents him from davening Meir. So then he doesn't have to make it up. He's not chayav. But our guy, says the Taz, strictly speaking, was chayav. He had a ptur. Right? A ptur because he was involved. Osik mitzvah, patam and a mitzvah. But in general, he was chayav in this mitzvah. So therefore the Taz disagrees with his din. That's what the Mishavur is referring to, the Shahar Tzir. That's the Taz. He says you do have to make it up. Tzorchei Tzibur requires Tashlum in the next day because it's not comparable to Onan. Says the Shach and the Nekudas HaKesef. The Shach has a side commentary on the, or there called Nekudas HaKesef. The Shach has his own commentary. Then in the Taz has his commentary, and the Nekudas HaKesef is the Shach's response to some of the Taz's argument. Pasuk says, Torei Zov, Nasalach, in the Kudus HaKosar, Pasuk and Shirashim. So it's a play on words, because this is Torei Zov with a Taz, there it's Torei Zov with a Taz, fine. But he calls his work in the Kudus HaKesef. The Kudus HaKesef says, what do you mean? He says, the Shach to the Taz, the Drisha is right. It is the same thing. This guy is Potter because he's Onei, and this guy is Potter because he's Osik Mitzvah Potter. So what's the difference? The Taz, the Shach says that the Drisha is right, the Mechab is right. You're all Potter from Tashlumen. The Taz wanted to tell him, no, it's not the same. He said, yes, it is the same. It's a case where a guy was Potter. What's the difference? He's Potter because he was Onei, he's Potter because Osik Mitzvah Potter. He's Potter! So whenever he's Potter, he doesn't have to make it up. So it's a Machokas, basically, the Shach and the Taz. I'd like to suggest, yeah.
Let's do a test case, a little more thing. Yeah. Let's say you're called to base then. At the time that the Tzibur is davening. And you don't show up.
Yeah.
But you were supposed to be there. That was the mitzvah.
Right.
You were supposed to be there.
Right.
The mitzvah. Oh, you're the 10th person to that.
Yeah, so it's interesting because they talk about what if you did do the mitzvah, yotze, can you motzi other?
That's
a good question. I think that, well, it may depend, we'll segue right into this. Because does everyone see the Machlokas Shach and the Taz, or the Shach and the Drish on one side, or as the Mishnah Berurah says, most Echonim on one side, the Taz on the other side? The Taz wants to say, no, it's not the same. A person misses because it's Tzorchei Tzibur, he does have to make it up the next day, because he could have davened, just that he was involved in something else. Whereas an Onin was not allowed to daven because of Dinam Aninus. Says the Shach and then the Drish, everyone else, no, it's the same exact thing. He's Potter for this reason, he's Potter for that reason, but he's Potter. So this may be, this Machlok is what I want to get to, and it's late, so I'll just try and say quickly, you know, look at the source on the last page, we have time, but this may depend on how we understand Osik Mitzvah Potter Menah Mitzvah altogether. What does it mean, Osik Mitzvah, but Yitzhak said earlier, what does it mean, Osik Mitzvah Potter Menah Mitzvah? What does that mean? What is the status of doing Mitzvah A, and now Mitzvah B comes to the forefront? What does it mean, Osik Mitzvah Potter Menah Mitzvah? What's the Ptur? What does that mean, I'm Potter? So the Ritva has a Lashon, and that's Gemara and Sukkah. The first top source of the last page, 29. The Chedusha Ritva and Sukkah, Chaf Hamad Al, Dinoas and Masnissan, Shulchan Mitzvah Ptum and Sukkah. All we need to look right now is the last line and a half. He says, basically he says, you can't push aside one mitzvah you started to do mitzvah A, you're not allowed. I mean, if we're not allowed to stop mitzvah A in order to do mitzvah B. Why? Says the Ritva, because mitzvah B is Lenebar Idach, Rishus biyado. It's like a rishus. Kamash on the kevin. That's you might thought. Kevin the potter in acheres harei etzlach shav kedavah shul rishus. The also anich mitzvosim kedavah shul shul rishus. Says the ritva. How do I understand osik mitzvah potter in a mitzvah? It means that other activity is not a mitzvah. For me, it's not a mitzvah because since I'm involved in this activity now, which is a mitzvah, anything else which comes along is like someone offers me to go to a ball game or to do a crossword puzzle, whatever. Dvar shul rishus. That mitzvah is not a mitzvah for me. Right, that's how the Ritva understands also mitzvah potemets. And the Chuvah the Malachar Zeruah in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel says the same thing. And the Ran and Sukkah, I didn't print on the page, but the Ran and Sukkah seems to say more or less the same thing. And Yudah Alphan on the page of the Rif, he also seems to say the same thing. Several Rishonim are of the opinion that the definition of Osek mitzvah potemets mitzvah means that the second mitzvah, as far as I'm concerned, is now not, by me, it's not a mitzvah. That's how he holds. However, Tosus and Sukkah in Source 31, and again, it's late, so we're not going to read the whole thing inside. The Tosus and Sukkah, and the Meiri and Erevin and other Rishonim disagree. And they seem to hold, no, they seem to hold, the other mitzvah is still a mitzvah. I have an angle not to be able to do it, but, you know, but if I want to, if I can, or if there's some way that Henry has before, but I could do it. In fact, maybe it can be mostly others, even that's part of the issue. But that's what Tosus talks about. Tosus says, your potter, we'll just find because you call in the Kayim Shneim, if you can possibly do both, then a body should do both. That's what Tosa says. And others say, if you can do both, then a body should do both. Evidently, they don't understand that, like the Ritva, that the second mitzvah is a Dvar Shal Vishus. No, it's a Dvar Shal mitzvah. Okay, if there's no way for me to do the other thing, I only do one, I continue. I don't put mitzvah A aside for mitzvah B. Mitzvah B is still a chiyuv, it's still a mitzvah. If there would be a way for me to wangle out and do both, I should taka do both. That's how the Tosus writes, that's how the Meiri writes. Okay, and he says you can even say the Brocha, the Tzivona, fine. For Mela, we could suggest the following. This Machlokas, the Shach and the Taz, is that Machlokas and the Shonim. Okay, the Shach and the Drisha hold like the Ritva. That Osek Mitzvah Potem Mitzvah means what? Means activity B is not a mitzvah. Therefore, when this guy on Saturday night missed Myriv, Myriv for him, because he was Osek in some other mitzvah, was nothing more than a Dvarishus. But Mela is nothing more than a Dvarishus. There's no makeup the next morning. He wasn't Chayv. It was a Dvar. That's like an Onin. It's something. An Onin's worse. He couldn't do it. But here, this guy was a Dvarishus. It wasn't even, didn't even have a status of a mitzvah. It doesn't have the status of a mitzvah. You don't have to make it up the next morning. Masha'enu Kain, the Taz, learns like Tosus, learns like the Meiri, that no, the second mitzvah is still a mitzvah. He couldn't do it. He had a tour, but Avadi had to make it up. That's what we're suggesting. The Machlokas, the really what the Mishabura says is, oh, everyone's against the Taz because we hold like the Ritva. Maybe we hold. The problem is the Mishabura in Siman Ayin Sukkot Yurches in Source 33 seems to say, "Im yochol ahavsik tishra acharkach laasor v'lidmo tzorchei tzibur below torach yafsik." Seems to pass that if you're doing the tzorchei tzibur, how long it takes three months. You can duck aside maybe the first pasuk, even all three. So it takes you 3 minutes. You know, you could do it. So that would be a little bit against. It's against that Ritva. All right, that's an interesting horror. I mean, I don't know how to Mishabur stims with the other ones. It's Tzorchiyam, I'm not
so
sure.
Maybe that's not Tzorchiyam.
Yeah, but well, we're talking, I know, but, yeah, but I was trying to say that the Mishabur himself says that most of the Achonim hold like against the Taz. Means that you're holding like the Shach, like the Drisha, like the Mechaber, that, like, which is based on what I'm suggesting, we're suggesting, not my idea, people suggest, is based on the Ritva, that also mitzvah putam and mitzvah means the other thing is Dabar Shoshus, so you shouldn't even have to stop. Unless, I want to say, if you can't stop, that's what you're saying.
No,
it does not qualify as Dabar Shoshus.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay,
no, it doesn't qualify as Osek Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah because
you could do it. Right, so that's part of it. I think you can explain it. But anyway, that's the point here. How do we view Osek Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah? Just draw my experience as a teacher, so I'll give you the following dimion to understand it. Okay? Let's say you have a guy, I'm a Rebbe in Yeshiva, and a guy comes to the final exam is tomorrow, and a guy comes in and says, he can't take the final exam, his sister got married the night before. Right, so at a wedding, and I'm a nice fellow. So I said, okay, so I'll pop you for an exam today. Okay, but next week, you got to come and take a makeup. Right? I'm going to pop it. Huh? Okay. The week after Shabbat, he can come and make up. Right? He's not mufka from the exam. He's not removed from the exam. He had a tour. So he had a tour for today, for a few days, maybe. But after he's got to make it up. Now you have another guy. Let's say the school policy is if you have a 95 average coming into the final, you're popped from taking the final. That guy is mufka from the farm. He's not to take the makeup the following week. He's, right, and then I teach them the chinas as I have a guy. They go to minyan regularly, whatever it is, they pop you from certain exams. So the guy had a Talmud who didn't have to take the exam because he had a stellar attendance at minyan. Good. So that is that. Now he doesn't have to take the makeup, but other guy missed the exam because something happened. I had to go home unexpectedly, something came up. So again, I left the exam and the makeup and the exam. The office, it's the same thing. Right? When is there a makeup? So the difference, are you mufka from the exam? Are you mufka from the night before? If you hold like the Ritva, the Osim Mitzvah, Patam and Mitzvah means that it's mamish, the other mitzvah is like a Dovah Shavashus. So you're totally mufka, you're removed from that mitzvah. It's like the guy who's putter from the exam, doesn't take a makeup. That's how the Shach and that's how the Mishabur says most of the Achonim hold. the Taz holds like the response. No, you're not. You have a temporary pur. Right now, I'm Osek Mitzvah, so I'm Potter. When there's a makeup, I have to take the makeup. That's what I suggest. It's an Achokas. I'll just end by looking at the very last source. The Mishabura says in Siman Ayin, Sivkot and Dawud, he mentions just this thing important about, this at the end, about Brochus. You know, there's a question about saying Brochus HaShachar and other things afterwards. I just added that on after, you know, as an aside. In other words, after the chayah, look at the last line, gam kein levorach brichas ha-shakim ha-brichas ha-boker, kashakom yitosov, da ha-bishasuban ha-yachayah. Right, the same thing, perhaps the brichas ha-shakim you have to say later. So that's the whole question of what you have to make up and how late you can say the brichas ha-shakim. But in any event, perhaps this machlokas of whether you need tashun, the mishabura is machriya, so most assume that for orsik, the tzarkas, you need potter, you take potter from tashlumen, because the suggestion they hold like the Ritva, and that's how most achon, the shach over there in Yerodea, and the drisha that the Taz quotes, and the Mishabur, most achonim, say that the tashlum is not necessary. Okay, is everybody good in Shabbos?
One of the, for instance, is that Yaakov,